I sung that song for Kylie. She told me that's her favorite song. So I said, you want me to sing that song? She said, no. But I sung it anyway. Amen. And I'm saying this morning, the Lord is able. The Lord is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power. The Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. The Lord is able. He's able to lead me beside the still waters. He's able to restore my soul. He's able to lead me into green pastures. And he's able to lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I tell you, church, the Lord is able. The Lord is able. The Lord is able, and his hand is not short that he can't save. The Lord is able. I don't know what you're going through, but he's able to help you. And somebody said, if God can take you to it, God can take you through it. Amen? Amen. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to invite your attention, your thoughtful attention, to the gospel according to Matthew, the chapter is 5. The verses for your consideration this morning are 1 through 3. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. If you have that, say amen. I'm going to ask you as we do to read this text after me. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 3 again. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I want to thank the people of God for reading the word of God in the house of God. I want to ask you to announce this subject with me, and I believe it's going to bless you. And the subject for this morning's consideration is broke but blessed. Broke but blessed. Can we say it once again? Broke but blessed. Amen. Amen. I know y'all wondering, what in the world are you talking about? Broke but blessed. One of the great challenges of life is to position yourself, position your life where you can be blessed. Because God is a God that both blesses and curses. In the book of Exodus, he said, I'm the Lord your God, I'm a jealous God. And he said that I visit the iniquity of the fathers unto the generation of the children of them that hate me, but keeping covenant and mercy to those that love me. God said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, about verse 26, behold, I set before you both blessings and curses. And even today, God has set before each of us either a blessing or a curse. I'm so glad this morning that God came down from heaven in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He came down to teach us in person how to put your life in a position. No matter what happens, you can be blessed. And that's why he said concerning his mission in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And in that great sermon on the mount, the greatest sermon of all time, preached by the greatest preacher of all time, when he finished this sermon, the Bible said the people were astonished and astounded at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority. And in that sermon, he said, blessed, blessed. This word, blessed, comes from a Latin word called the Beatitudes, which means the blessings. Can anybody here this morning stand to be blessed? It means someone that's happy. It means someone that's fortunate. It means someone that is to be congratulated because God has responded to your situation. Blessed. What a powerful word. Blessed. What an amazing word. Blessed, what a positive word. Blessed, what an astonishing word. Blessed are the poor in spirit. We don't normally think about somebody being broke and blessed. We don't want to be like the man that say, I'm so broke I couldn't even raise my umbrella. Now that's broke. We don't want to be like the man who say, I can't kill nothing, won't nothing die. Amen. We don't want to be like that man. But Jesus said, he gave us a new concept. He said, this is a strange concept. He said, I'm going to change the paradigm and tell you about how you can be broke and be blessed. Jesus used things in this world to teach us concepts about things in another world, a higher dimension. He talked about bread to help us know there's some bread that came down from heaven. If you eat this bread, you'll never die. He said, I'm the bread of life. You don't have to be a carpenter to know Jesus is the door. You don't have to be an electrician to know he's the light of the world. You don't have to be a geologist to know he's the rock of ages. You don't have to be an astronomer to know he's the day star of eternal hope. You don't have to be a musician to know he's the harmonizer of all life discord. Jesus said, blessed, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Two things I want you to see. Number one, we don't normally think about somebody being poor as being blessed. And then number two, blessed are the poor in spirit. The greatest teacher to have ever walked upon the face of this earth, and the greatest teacher they ever teach, was Jesus. Never spake a man like this man. His teaching astonished and astounded the people that heard him. He went about doing good. Nicodemus said concerning him, Rabbi, or teacher. We know that you are a teacher come from God, because no man can do the miracles that you're doing unless God is with him. You're the greatest teacher to ever teach, who knew more about life, is Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Jesus had a genius of taking negative things and turning them into positive things. You know, sometimes you can take the power from a word and empower that word with new meaning. Amen. Well, three particular things Jesus did along this line. Jesus took a cross. The cross. The cross was a symbol of pain, shame, and death. It was something ugly, something repulsive, something offensive. And yet, Paul says in Galatians 4 and verse 16 that I glory in the cross, because Jesus took something that was painful, shameful, and death-inducing and put a new dimension on it. And so now we find ourselves singing about the cross. At the cross, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy. You mean to tell me you're happy about the cross? Yes, I'm happy about the cross. We sing a song entitled On a Hill Far Away. Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Don't we sing that song? And we talk about in that song that the dearest and the best for a world of lost sinners was slain. And then we sing, I will cling to the old rugged cross, till my trophies as last I lay down. Amen. And then we say in that song, and one day I'll exchange this cross for a crown. Oh, it's something about that cross. The fingers of prophecy, they point to the cross. The streams of civilization, they rise in the cross. All the great doctrines of grace revolve around that cross. The incarnation was preparatory to the cross. The incarnation, rather the transfiguration, foreshadowed the cross. Pentecost was the fruit of the cross. The resurrection was the complement of the cross. Intellect is sanctified in the cross. Earthly glory fades at the cross. My death sentence is revoked at the cross. My ruin is removed at the cross. The darkness of eternity is illuminated at the cross. It's something about that cross, church. Paul said, I glory. He takes something negative and turns it into something positive. Do you know you can take negative stuff in your life through the power of God and turn it into something? Did you know you can turn pain into power? Did you know you can turn burdens into blessings? Did you know you can turn sorrow into sunshine? Did you know you can turn a setback, great God Almighty, into a comeback? And then he took the concept of sickness. Sickness is a negative thing. Nobody wants to be sick. But did you know sickness can be a blessing if you look at it in the right way? And especially if you're sin sick and you go to the right doctor. Is that all right? Jesus said that I didn't come to call them that are well. He said that the well don't need a doctor. And sometime in life you got to go to the doctor. Is that all right? Amen. He said, I didn't come to call the well, but I come to call the sick. And Jesus said that if you're sin sick, I can heal your sin sickness. He said, there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There's a balm in Gilead that can heal the sin sick soul. So even he took sickness, and we see stories of him healing sick folk. One woman been sick for 12 years, and some folks can't stand to be sick 12 minutes. Hello, y'all. 12 years trying to get well, but one touch of his garment, she was healed. You might be struggling with something right now, and God could just, he just watching you and looking at you, and in the twinkling of an eye, he turns your situation around. And then he took the concept of poverty, being poor. And when you're poor, you know, when you ain't got no money, you wish you had some. Amen. If you ain't got no money, ain't nobody gonna lend you none. How you gonna pay me back? And sometime a man don't need a loan, he needs some help. Oh, help me here. Amen. Is that all right? Well, he took the concept of being poor and he placed a blessing on it. Because we don't think about when somebody is poor, somebody is lacking. Amen. And in one sense, we know there's no virtue in poverty. We know that. Amen. And one of the misunderstandings of the world has been that money is the root of all evil. The Bible doesn't say any such thing. Amen. Bible never said money was evil. But yet the devil has taken it and twisted it. But what God said, the love of it is the root of all kinds of evil. Something about when a man doesn't have adequate food, doesn't have adequate housing, doesn't have adequate clothing, doesn't have adequate shelter, doesn't have health care. It's something about being poor in this world. And somebody said, if you're sick and poor, you really got a double whammy. So you don't want to be sick and poor in America. I wish somebody knew what I was talking about. Is that all right? Well, we don't think about somebody lacking as being blessed. We don't think about anybody being broke as being blessed, but Jesus put a new spin on it. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now the world would never see somebody being poor as being blessed. In fact, the world looks down on you. You ain't got no money. Is that right? What we said this morning in the Sunday school, but money can't take the place of God, because money can't save you. Prince, they said, had about 300 million. Some even said 500 million. And did you not know that money could not save him? He couldn't take one penny of it. So Jesus is right. Jesus nailed it. The Lord knows what he's talking about. He said, what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he lose himself? But the world doesn't see. World doesn't see being poor as being a blessing. But Jesus, and sometimes, let's just go and be real here this morning. Some of us, if we got rich, we go stone crazy. I know y'all weren't looking for that. I ain't had it in my notes. The Holy Spirit just brought that by and dropped that off. Is that all right? Amen. Everybody can't handle that. But the Bible says, some err from the faith in pursuit of wealth. So Jesus put a new spin on it, but the world can't see anybody being poor as being blessed. You mean them, I'm broke and I'm blessed? The world said, blessed are the rich and the famous. Remember we watched the program, The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous? And sitting up there envying all the time. Come on, y'all. Amen. Then the world says, blessed are those who have power and who wield power. The world says, blessed are those who have high education and move about in a high station. The world says, blessed are those who dress well and are dressed for success. Blessed are those who have power and are well connected. But Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom. The kingdom, amen. The kingdom of heaven. Which brings me to my final thought this morning. Broke broke but blessed. Can you say that? Broke but blessed. In what sense can one be broke? Because Jesus is dealing with people who are full of themselves. There are some people who are so haughty and prideful and arrogant, the kingdom of God will never belong to them. Amen. The Bible said that we through his poverty are made rich. We through his poverty are made rich. Well, let's go a little deeper. The poor in spirit denotes the person that feels his need of God. Some people say there is no God. But the Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Is that what it says? Some people live as if there's no God. Some people even say, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Amen. Those are the people who are rich in spirit, prideful, arrogant. They don't read the Bible. They don't need that. Going to church is for weak folks. I don't need that. Well, the kingdom of heaven will never be theirs. Because God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. One writer even said that the poor in spirit are those people who are desperate. I think it was Longfellow who said that many people live lives of quiet desperation. That sometimes people, and we talked about this morning, how the Bible is designed to go inside of your inner world, into your thought world, your emotional world, your intentional world. I need help in my thought world. I need help in my emotional world. I need help on my inner world, because if I can get my inner world right, I don't have to worry about my external world. If your why becomes big enough in your life, you don't have to worry about the why or the how. Amen? So I need help in my inner world. And so this writer said that the poor in spirit are the people who are desperate. The poor in spirit are the people who recognize God is my only hope. How many this morning feel like my only hope is God? Desperate enough to recognize that I need you every hour. Without you, Lord, I can't make it. Be with me, Lord. I cannot live without you. These are the desperate people. Enough to recognize that I need God. Amen? And I need him. I needed him this morning to wake up. Anybody all right with that? I needed him when I'm on the freeway. I need him. Is that all right? I needed him yesterday. I ate something like that, choked on it. I needed him. Amen. You ever been choking? You need him when you're choking, ain't you? You need him, or you need somebody to give you some assistance. Is that right? The desperate are those who say, without you, Lord, I need salvation. I need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I need the church. Some folks ain't been to church in 10 years. And some folks are CME Christians. Christmas, Mother Day, and Easter. Amen. It's next Sunday, Mother's Day. So we might have a bigger crowd on the next Sunday. Amen. And I'm going to tell y'all already what I'm going to preach about next Sunday. My sister hit my sermon next Sunday is, Mama, give me $2. Now y'all trying to figure that out, ain't you? You got to come to hear it. Mama, I got a story to tell. Mama, give me $2. Yeah, I got something to tell you. If the Lord, of course, now ain't no guarantee I'm going to be here next Sunday. And so, you know, I remember Lynn Byers. I don't remember Lance, you remember Lynn Byers? Lynn Byers was a world-class athlete. And we happy to see these young men got drafted. You know, I watched the draft, all 7 rounds. And I was particularly interested, Brother Earl, in where those Bama boys went. We had one in the first round. That's Ryan Kelly. See, I did my homework. Then we in the second round, we had Henry Ragland, Ashawn Robinson, Reed. That right, Lance? Did Cyrus Jones go in the second round or third round? Third round. Did he put Harris on it? Kenyon Drake. And we're glad to see those brothers. All these young men are getting paid. We ain't mad at them. All we're saying is send the church a love offering. That's all we're saying. Amen. Is that all right? But you have to put things in perspective. Lynn Byers At that time, he signed a contract with the Boston Celtics. Went out to party. And some folks who don't know God party like it's 1999. Y'all all right? Decided he'd smoke a little cocaine. Blew his heart out. Marilyn died, never got that $8 million. You're going to tell me, you don't need God? I'm telling you, mister, even though you don't acknowledge him, you don't thank him, you could have not gotten out of your bed and go to your job if he hadn't blessed you. The only way you can live in this world without this world living in you, God's got to be a part of your life. The only way you can hold down a job without that job holding you down, God got to be a part. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us what? God gave me this first day of May, and I want to thank him this morning. Amen. To the poor in spirit of those who recognize how much I need him. Those who recognize how good God been to you. How many recognize this morning how good he been to you? I'm telling you, he's been good to you. Amen. He's been good to you. And the poor in spirit of those who recognize, the poor in spirit says, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. The poor in spirit of those who stand before God, not in self-sufficiency, not in self-security, not in self-righteousness, but saying, Lord, I need you, yet I don't have a right to place any demand on you. The poor in spirit, theirs are the kingdom of heaven. Let me share this with you now, and I'll conclude. Can I illustrate what it looks like? Jeremy read it so beautifully. The genius of Jesus. Two men went up to the temple to pray. And you know, sometimes even religious folks can be full of themselves. He said, he told the parable for those who trusted in themselves, looked down on others, that they were righteous and despised others. So he said, two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, Jackie, the other was a publican. And the publican, the Lord said, he stood and prayed thus with himself. He said, Lord, you know, sometime in prayer, this man took prayer to take a shot at people. He took time to take a shot at people. He said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Let me tell you something. It may be some people out there who are struggling with sin. They want to live right, but they're weak. And something you got to have compassion on for. You just can't be so self-righteous and beat the poor weak man down. He coming to church, but he drinking Hennessy every night. I ain't hear nothing on that, Jim. I guess I was on somebody's street. Done wrong somebody's doorbell. I don't know. Amen. Young man from Mississippi State. Was it Mississippi State right here? Ole Miss. Young man, Laramie, is it Tunsil? On draft night, let me show you how people can do you. He got a gas mask on, smoking something. I don't know whether it was weed or a crystal meth. On what should have been one of the biggest nights of his life. Norma, somebody posted a picture You better be careful about these pictures. Can I get deep? Y'all show y'all can handle what I'm about to say. There's a thing that's taking place between young people where they are sending naked pictures of themselves to somebody they got a relationship with. But let me just tell you something. You got to be out your mind. Just in anybody a naked picture. I asked y'all, could y'all handle it? We're living in tough times now. We're living in such time now, folks don't know which bathroom they want to go to. Preach, Moss. Amen. You got to be careful who you let, as Claudia said, everybody can't be on your front row. Lord have mercy. Is that right? Man should have been, Brother Earl should have been enjoying his best night of his life, and somebody done hated on him and posted a picture to hurt him. That was the purpose of it. And the devil is out to hurt you. Amen. So you have to be careful. And this man took a shot. He said, "Thank God I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. And I thank God I'm not even like this publican." Amen. But then here's a man poor in spirit. Here's a man say, "I know I need mercy. I know I have no claim on God." It's the publican. He say he stood afar off, and the Bible said he was beating on his breast. He wouldn't even look up and just said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." That's the man that the kingdom belongs to. The person who can humble himself, Lord, I don't deserve your salvation, but I sure do need it. That's the person that the kingdom of heaven belongs. And then Jesus made it clear. He said, "Everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and everyone who humbles himself shall be exalted." That man humbled himself, poor in spirit. How much do I need the Lord? I need him every day. How much do I need the word? How much do I need prayer? How much do I need other Christians to pray for me? Oh, I need it. Is that all right? Without you, Lord, I can't make it. So blessed are those who feel their need of the gospel. Blessed are those who know the Lord has done so much for them. Blessed are those who said, "If I don't go nowhere else, I'm going to church." I want to give a shout out to Sister Samae Hicks this morning. Her mother, she had to take her mother to the emergency room yesterday, but this Sunday morning she was here at the house of the Lord. Lot going on, but she said, "I still got to make a way to the house of the Lord." Oh, I need the Lord to step up for me. Is that all right? Blessed are those who say, "Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, you watched over me all night long. And Lord, you've been so good. And Lord, I want to thank you. Because you didn't have to love me like you did. But you did, and I thank you. Oh, you didn't have to bless me like you did, but you did, and I thank you. You didn't have to save me like you did, but you did. And oh, Lord, I wanna thank you. So let this sink down into your heart. You can be broke, but blessed. Is that all right? You can be broke, but blessed. Is that all right? I say it again. You can be broke, but blessed. Is that all right? Blessed is the man that's poor in spirit, for his is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed is the man that lays up treasures for himself in heaven. Is that all right? Blessed is the man that follows the Son of the living God. Because the man that is blessed, that's broke, I'd rather have Christ than to have $1 billion. Y'all might say, you a fool, but I'll just be a fool for Jesus. Is that all right? I'd rather have Christ than to have all the treasures of this world. And if you want to go to a place called heaven, you got to know the man who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. If you want to go to heaven, you got to know the man who said, I am the good shepherd. Is that all right? If you want to go to heaven and you want to be poor in spirit, you got to know the man who said, I am the bread of life. And then when you say that, you can say, why should I feel discouraged? Why should my heart be lonely? And I long for heaven and home. When Jesus, can anybody say Jesus? Jesus is my portion. A constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know, can anybody know? I know that he watches. How many can say this morning? I sing because I'm free. His eye, great God Almighty, is on the sparrow. And I know that he watches me. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care. Y'all didn't hear me. I said every care. I said every care. On him to roll, for he's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. So Lord, I may not have $1 million. But I got you, Lord. Is that all right? And he gave me something better than a retirement plan. And I ain't mad at nobody with a retirement plan, because that's a good thing. Is that all right? But he said, if you seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, what did he say? All these things, what? Shall be added unto you. Now I want to ask you a question. How big is that promise? Is that promise big? You got some rock solid companies in this world. But did you know God exceeds any rock solid company? And his promise to you is greater than Fidelity. Is that all right? It's greater than Prudential. They say, you, what's that coming to say? You in good hands, but it's better than them too. Because sometime they won't pay your claim. you better ask somebody. But I'm glad to know the Lord always pays. So, stand on your feet, sweet brothers and sisters. It's not a bad thing to be broke, but blessed. Amen. Jesus said, blessed are those who feel their need. You know why some people are not here today? They don't feel the need. Amen. What is it that motivates you on Sunday to get up out your bed? Doesn't it seem that you sleep better on Sunday? Man, this morning I could not hardly wake up. Brother Earl, I said, well, I get up at 6. I said, no, well, 6:30. Yeah. Well, no, 7. Yeah. Well, I might as well go on to 7:30. Yeah. After 7:30, I said, boy, you better get up from here. Because I know if I didn't get up after 7:30, how many of y'all, the alarm clock on, and then you hit the snooze button? Angie. And then, and you say, I'm going to sleep 15 more minutes, and then you look around, you done slept an hour. It's like it's just harder to get up. But when you feel the need, when you feel the need for God, you get up and you move, because blessed are those who feel their need for God. Every day. Every day. So if you're here and you need him, you're not saved, let me tell you how to receive him. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins, on the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary for your sins. Believe that he was buried. Believe that on the third day he rose again from the dead, never to die again. Be willing to repent of all your sins. Confess his exalted and glorious name. Be baptized or immersed in water for the remission of your sins. And then you're poor in spirit. But see, you got to be poor in spirit to admit you need him. Because long as you proud and think you got it, I got this. But you really don't. You ought to say, Lord, I don't have this. I want you to have me. And then if you're a child of God and you're not too full of pride to admit you've done wrong, and Lord, I need you. If you've sinned, you're in covenant, you're not too prideful, you repent, you confess and pray, and you have the Lord. And you're broke, but you're blessed. Because I don't have that pride. I don't have that arrogance. I ain't trying to front. I ain't trying to, you know, put no game on. I ain't trying to be all that. Amen. I know I need the Lord. Amen. Talking about you don't need him, you need him every day. Need him on the freeway, on the highway. Need him at your house. Because we got folks now kicking folks' doors in. Hello, y'all. Amen. Amen. So one time I leave you with this. So one time, Brother Earl, a guy went home and was about to open his door. The guy opened the door for him, ain't even know him. Now that's bold, ain't it? Yeah, that's too bold. So I need the Lord to run interference for me. And Lord, check it out before I get there. Is that all right? And so I'm broke, but I'm blessed. Amen. Without you, Lord. Oh, without you, Lord. I can make it. Oh, without you, yeah. Oh, without you, I know I can make it. Oh, without you, Lord. Listen. Oh, there was a time. Oh, in my life.